All right, Boots and Salutes now at 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. And you can start things off in Boots and Salutes. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'd like to see a new arena built behind the police station to use up that property. And as far as the grocery store shopping complex they're talking about, they could use that two city blocks that the old bus barns are on. Just my idea.
Thank you for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Morning. I would like to salute the humble Broncos. I would also like to salute Les Lazarek for his parting shot yesterday. I thought that was very well said. And salute to him just always for doing a great job with the sports. When he decides it's time to leave, it's never going to be the same. Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
And by the way, if you missed Les's parting shot yesterday, you can find it on our website, cjwwradio.com.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd like to salute Spiritwood for that Grand Ole Opry had last weekend. It was just terrific. Best show ever.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for the call. 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727 for your thoughts and comments here on CJWW. Speaking of CJWWradio.com, don't know if you've checked out the new website or not, but it's your opportunity also to have your say. Every day you can go online and check out what our question is. And the question around today is, do you think the provincial government will stick with their plan and implemented last year when the budget's announced today? Take a look online and have your say at cjwwradio.com. So far, 64% say yes, the rest say no.
I read an interesting column, too, about what happened on the weekend, would that have any effect on the budget?
I don't think so.
Interesting thought.
Uh-huh. Good morning, CJWW.
Good morning. Anybody who would want an arena downtown has something seriously wrong in their head, because there's no streets to get in and out from downtown. We went through that when we built the other arena. Goodbye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to salute the first caller. We need an arena downtown and a grocery store downtown for all the people that, instead of getting off work and going to another store down on the way home or whatever, they got everything right downtown.
All right.
And the thing for people who live downtown, being able to walk there, it's a whole lifestyle thing, and it would be incredibly beneficial, if you will.
You know, I'll be honest, I was kind of on the fence with the whole idea of a new arena, a whole idea of a convention center. Reasoning really doesn't matter, right? There was a million reasons that I don't know. We've got what we've got. Let's use what we've got and let's enjoy what we've got. What swayed the tide, though, was the...
Me?
No.
Okay.
No, not you. You have never swayed the tide. That ain't gonna happen. But when there was the poll that was done by Tourism Saskatoon, and it came out and it was asking people if they were in favor of a new downtown arena convention center complex or not.
Right.
And quite frankly, so the number was, you know, in a slight majority of people that were, right? But what swayed me was they further broke down the number of respondents. And younger people were much more in favor of an arena. Now, this arena will probably take a while to pay off, but if the younger people, the next generation, not even the next generation, if the younger people want it to come and are willing to have it on their tax bill, then I think it's something we have to explore, because they're the ones that'll be the main benefactors of this thing that's going to be around for 40 years.
If I may, Dave, I thought it was me, because you know how I feel. I'm a big fan of an arena downtown. Bring it on.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, for the new arena, they should build it someplace on this other side of around the 20th Street or area, or a little further. They'll never bring that part of the city any luck or bring it up to date. And they could also build a small grocery store and the rest of their mall and whatever you call from downtown. They could put all the panhandlers into City Hall and make them into councilors. All right?
All right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I would say build the arena out of town. You build it up in right in the city. You'll have all them scumbags, penny handlers, and all those guys coming around and those dope addicts. Okay, thank you.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. If they had built a complex downtown, like two buildings in one, and if they have multiple events in both buildings, where is the parking going to be?
Well, and that's the question, right, with having it a downtown arena. But there are more...
You know, if the city's going to force people to park on these malls, well, the malls own the private properties, they're going to start charging us to park on their own property then.
Absolutely. Paid parking will be a must with a new arena. And keep in mind, there are more parking stalls in downtown Saskatoon right now than there are for Rogers Arena in Edmonton. Just saying. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Is this arena going to be Saskatoon's arena or the province's?
I would assume Saskatoon's arena. But there would certainly be hope that there would be a contribution from the province, just like Mosaic Stadium or anything else, any other major projects you have like that. You look for support from all levels of government.
Well, of course, like you're thinking putting it downtown Saskatoon. There's a lot of people that come in from other areas of the province. Put it on the north end someplace. Go farther out, It isn't just a Saskatoon thing.
All right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. As far as the downtown arena is concerned, I think we should fix up what we got. There's nothing wrong with it. Update just like you update everything else. And as far as shopping downtown, we never go shopping downtown. For the fact is, I can go anywhere else, any box store anywhere, get what I need, groceries or what have you, and they have free parking and ample parking, just like there is at Sastel Center. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Hi, good morning. We used to have grocery stores downtown, and they were supported by maybe a couple of hundred people. And my wife just reminded me, too, what if a train comes through around 5:30, 6 o'clock, and you're trying to get to an event downtown? Like, give our heads a shake and keep that arena. Talk to the periphery of the city, please.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. The idea of having an arena downtown is not too bad, except, and I understand no parking downtown. Recently we went to a concert in Regina. They had an awesome bus system. In Saskatoon here, I'm from out of town, so if I want to go to something at the Sastel Center there, I'm not going to drive downtown to park downtown to take the bus over to Sastel. I drive immediately to Sastel. With being an out-of-city resident, the mall's got to get into shape here, not just for certain events with the bus system. And what I really liked about Regina is all the traffic came out of downtown on a normal route, but the buses had their separate route. We were back to our hotels in 10 minutes from Mosaic. Saskatoon's got to do a whole bunch of organization here if they want an arena downtown.
And, you know, I think that's an opportunity, right?
Exactly. Whenever there's an opportunity, there's somebody who's prepared to fill it.
And just one quick note. Just a trivia fact for you. Maybe it'll show up in the Moo Crew Trivia Hour someday.
Would this be considered a fun fact?
Well, it might be.
Okay, go.
Of arenas that have a capacity of 8,000 or more. So arenas or facilities in Western Canada. So we're talking from Thunder Bay West of 8,000 or more. Saskatoon Sastel Credit Union, or Sastel Center, is the only facility where you do not pay for parking.
Is that right?
Fun fact for you.
You know, here's one other fun fact. When people talk about, you know, parking, a lot of it is because of in and out, right? When you consider how many ways are there into Sastel Center, and that's nobody's fault. It's not like you can just build roads wherever you want to build them, right? There's property owned by other people and other companies and that type of thing. There's really only two ways in.
Usually, yeah.
Two ways, maybe two and a half ways out.
Yeah.
That's what causes the majority of the congestion.
There you go. We'll pick up the conversation again tomorrow morning at 10 to 8. After 8 o'clock, we've got birthdays, anniversaries. We've got winning to do. We could be sending you off to the Allen Cup in Rosetown. Fantastic hockey out there.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll give you that opportunity coming up all here on CJWW. Boots and Salutes has been brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you.